the OTB Podcast Network.
Christmas.
Oh, you're kidding me.
September.
Kyle Lafferty.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
Welcome. Right? Welcome along to the shoutiest segment on Irish radio and a multitude of online platforms. It is the scintillating, it's the stupefying, it's the splendido crappy quiz. Every Tuesday and every Friday here on OTBAM, we put a quiz of sporting factoids to three of team off the ball. We pit them up against one another, is usually how I say it. Allow me to welcome today's contestants. Let's start this on the right foot. Our first contestant today is still enjoying life isolating out west. This week, over to Shannon, Sky Plus has arrived. You can do this really cool thing where you can rewind live television. If you've missed a performance on Pop Idol, don't worry. You can rewind it right back to the bit you missed. Embracing technology, embracing the wilderness. It's Tommy Rooney.
Oh, and you've described my weekend fairly well there.
You're very welcome. Our next contestant tonight felt like a superhero coming out of retirement over the course of the weekend. He felt his spidey senses tingling and then looked into the sky where there was an FAI signal pointed against the clouds. He put on his costume and brought the nation the breaking news of Mick McCarthy's departure as Ireland boss. Cleaning up crime and getting the news line, it's Nate Dog Murphy.
Good afternoon, everybody.
How does it feel?
How does it feel to be a new sound superhero? Wonderful. Wonderful. It was a team effort, Owen. You weren't involved, but it was a team effort.
Well done to you all. Our final contestant today is still raging. He could not take part in last week's Saipan quiz and has asked for a rematch. Seeing Adrian Barry take the title home last week is exactly how Anthony Joshua felt watching Fury and Wilder go toe-to-toe in February. Left out in the cold, but back in beside the fire for one day only. Probably actually for multiple days. It's Ger Gilroy.
I refuse to watch it. I haven't seen it yet. I don't know the questions you asked, but I know that I would do better than everybody else did. It's like Saipan is my specialist subject. There's nothing, no minor detail that I haven't at some point either committed to or forgotten about that I believe I could bring back.
It was a nonsense, the whole quiz.
Give me a sample question. Go on.
Go on.
The nonsense. The speaker of nonsense here. Come on, give me one of my nonsense questions.
I just remember that they all blend into one, these quizzes, eventually.
Ger, what country is Saipan?
America.
Well done.
The US protectors.
You win.
Everybody knows that.
Saipan quiz after the fact. Well done to you. I hope you've got that sense.
It was based in World War II.
I didn't know that.
Well, there you go. The format of this week's crappy quiz will be questions from the year 2003 for four rounds, then on to the Fun Free Magic Number Round, which will be on any subject and any year, I should say. And also for the Slip Inside of Trivia, that will be the same. And that is the Rapid Fire Round. You can podcast the crappy quiz on offtheball.com or on the Go Loud app. Give us 5 out of 5, even if that doesn't represent your actual opinion. And please send any questions you have via Twitter direct message. Round one, the boring questions round, never multiple choice. Ger, what are you about to say?
We could cut the intro. We could make it shorter now. This is a new world, Owen. All of the received wisdom that we thought was wisdom, it turns out was all bollocks that we were just doing for no particular reason. I always felt that the intro was too verbose. I don't know why I didn't take the opportunity to cut it sometimes, but I should have. And now is our chance. If you want to rewrite that intro, put your own stamp on it, you go for it, Owen. You don't let anybody put you in the corner.
That's a real dig, isn't it? He's basically saying you don't have the verbosity of Gilroy to pull it off.
No, it's the opposite.
It really sounds that way.
How many times have I stuttered my way over that, thinking we should change this? And now, finally, the opportunity has arisen. We're gonna take this time to become slightly better versions of our mediocre selves. That's the limit of my ambition here, and it's pitched at just the right level.
I'm buzzing for Friday's quiz already. The land of opportunity awaits. Round one, the boring questions round, never multiple choice. The following questions have been sent in from quiz listeners Ewan Scott and Cullum Fogarty. Cheers for getting in touch with us. And also, seeing ahead that this would be the 2003 themed quiz. So they've sent in questions on the year 2003. Question one for you, Tommy. From which club did Manchester United sign Tim Howard in the year 2003?
Everton.
No. He signed for Everton after Manchester United. Anyone?
Was it Bolton?
No.
Somewhere in America.
It was somewhere in America. No, it was the New York Red Bulls or the Metro Stars as they were known back then. Question one for you, Nathan. Mike Weir won the 2003 Masters after a playoff. Who did he beat in the playoff?
Oh, fuck.
No need for that at this time of the morning.
Young ears.
Yeah, apologies. Come on, Nathan. Here, listen, the thing about the young ears, it doesn't matter. They've heard much worse, especially in the Murphy household.
You know this, Nathan. It's either going to be a triumphant 1 point, or it's going to be a hilarious kicking himself after he hears the answer. So we win.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Go on.
Come on. Come on, this is like 6 weeks.
Well, just shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. Give me. My brain is gone. My brain is gone.
The answer is...
The answer is Ernie Els.
No, it's not Ernie Els. Anyone? It's
Tiger Woods.
It's not Tiger Woods.
It doesn't matter. It's as right as you were.
It's Len Matisse.
Well, there you go. Who the hell is he?
Question.
Good old Len.
Len Matisse. Jeez, what a competition that was.
Question one for you, Jer. 2003 was the last time a player.
Wait,
Hannah,
for now.
2003 was the last time a player who has played for an Irish province scored a try in a World Cup final. Can you name him?
2003. In the Rugby World Cup.
Yes.
So England were beaten by Australia. Chris Whittaker.
No.
Australia beat.
No, Australia.
No, England won the World Cup.
England beat Australia. That's what I meant. Yeah, yeah. So it wasn't Chris Whittaker.
Rocky Elsom.
No. Chris Whittaker was 99.
Is it?
The only other man, of course, who played for Leinster to actually score a World Cup final try. Lottie Tahiri is the answer.
That was a tough first round, lads.
Well,
yeah,
like,
that was a joke.
Well,
who
like,
sent
I mean,
in the question?
You and Scott and Colin Fogarty, don't be shaming them, lads. I thought they were good
assholes.
Questions.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but
Are you saying Lottie Tahiri played for Leinster?
Whoa. There's a bit of Googling going on there now.
Yeah, he did.
I see pictures there.
He very much did play.
That's absolute bollocks. He played two games.
Yeah.
He played two games for Leinster in 2013 that no one can remember.
I could remember it. So,
no, you can't. You absolutely cannot remember Lottie Tahiri playing for... How did he do, Owen, in those two games?
I can vividly remember him being a Leinster player because I interviewed him.
Here, is this an open book? Is this an open book crappy quiz? Or what's
round
happening?
Two. Yeah, what's going on?
Why are we Googling stuff?
He seems to have very easy access to Google.
Too easy. Round two.
To the Google. Listen to the culty.
Round two is the one that got away round. The 2003 World Cup sure was the one that got away for Ireland, much like the 99 and 07 and 11 and 15 and 19. This round will test your knowledge on 03, the one that got away. Question two for you, Tommy. Can you name the only English scorer not called Johnny Wilkinson in the 2003 World Cup final?
Jer has it open on his webpage in front of him.
Yeah.
It's disgusting behavior. It's fine, though. That's how you want to win a quiz.
Robinson.
Correct.
Come on. Tommy obviously had all the theories closed for future references closed, right?
I got that.
I didn't want to check. I mean, of course you did, because you knew. See the way he's...
Look at him. He's doing research. You got to skip this. You got to go past this year-on-year quiz thing. It's nonsense.
No research. I'm
flip
just,
your phone around
it's
there.
It's a tough question.
Flip your phone around. I want to see what's in the room.
You see that?
Oh, a computer. A computer. What? And then
there's somebody else working from home as well.
Right, okay.
There's off the balls figure is live on Tommy Rooney's laptop there. Question two for you, Nathan.
Giving you answers.
In which city, Nathan, did Ireland get slaughtered by France in the 2003 World Cup quarterfinal?
Melbourne?
Correct. We're on a roll, lads. Jer, to give us
I only know this because apparently Adrian Barry went to Australia once and was there. And apparently he was in a bar where some of the players were afterwards.
No way.
He's never told that story.
Yeah. You should tell it more often.
If I'd been in a situation like that, I might have told a few people a few times. A few hundred times.
I think he told Big Mal how much he loved him.
Mm. Anecdote Adrian, we call him. Question two for you, Jer. Australia racked up the biggest winning margin in the history of the Rugby World Cup by winning a pool game on a 142-0 scoreline in 2003. Against whom?
I'm pretty sure
Jer froze there. Yeah. I hope he did. Otherwise, he's got a great poker face.
I was frozen. You all froze. What happened?
Did you catch that question, Jer?
No, I did not catch the question.
I will do that again. Australia racked up the biggest winning margin in the history of the Rugby World Cup by winning a pool game on a 142-0 scoreline. Against whom?
Ah.
Should be straightforward.
I mean, it should be. The USA?
No, it's not the USA. They're in our group, yeah, Namibia. Round three. So it's one for Tommy, one for Nathan, zero for Jer going into round three, which is the arrival of Tyrone round. 2003 was the year Mickey Hart's men passed Balan into a frenzy, taking their puke football to the steps of the Hogan stand. And this round will test your knowledge on that season's championship. Question three for you, Tommy. The 2003 All-Ireland final was a fairly turgid affair between Tyrone and Armagh. Tyrone obviously beat Kerry in the semi-final, but who did Armagh beat?
Come on,
that's the first thing that crops up when you Google this, Tommy. I'm sure you know it already, and you're doing a bit of research on it.
Slow down with his answers, doesn't he?
Hold on a second. So
that his Googler can. He's repeating it now for the person in the room to look up the answer for him and show it to him. I know exactly.
I can't think of where the Ray Cosgrove free was. Was it 02 or was it 03? That's the issue I have.
Well, I'm sure Alexa is finding it out for you right now. Give me an
I liked it so much, I married her.
2003.
you need more that's there.
You lads are after messing me up here because I couldn't even think.
It's
not Ray Cosgrove. I'm not saying Dublin. It was
come on.
2003 All Ireland semi final.
Give me a count.
Deduct him a point.
Give me Dublin. But I knew it was
you said Dublin. It was Donegal, correct. Okay. Nathan, question three for you. As a Mayo man, you will be able to relate with the fact that it is possible for a team who did not win Sam Maguire to pick up the Footballer of the Year gong. Who won the All-Star for Footballer of the Year 2003? So there's a massive hint already in there for you.
Where's all the shouting when Nathan's thinking that? See, you could let Nathan think.
I wish I hadn't zoned out when Tommy was talking there.
Come on, give us an answer.
2003.
Oh, come on.
Footballer of the Year.
I've got it now.
TikTok. Give us an
Ray
answer.
Ray Cosgrove, come on. Kieran McDonald.
Dub. Should have been Kieran McDonald.
Lee McHale.
Could have been Lee McHale, yeah. Mark O'Shea.
Steve McDonald.
Mark O'Shea, it is not the answer.
I didn't even say Mark O'Shea. I meant to say Tomás O'Shea.
You meant to say Tomás O'Shea. No, it was Stephen McDonald. Correct. Absolutely. Stephen McDonald.
Having a brain freeze around the Armagh players.
Can I get their points? Come on. To make it some way interesting. Give me their points.
We need to speed this up. Jared, name the player sent off in the 2003 All-Ireland final.
Jamie Marsden.
Correct. Boom. 1-1 as we go into round four. Point apiece. Round four is the other stuff. That's not sport that happened in 2003, two round.
Oh, balls.
You know how this works. We ask you a question about your wider knowledge relating to the year 2003. This is a fan favourite. Question four for you, Tommy. Can you name the 2003 reality TV show on RTE, which was like Big Brother, except set on a boat sailing around Ireland?
Well, no, I can't name it because I've never actually heard of that before. Like, give me a second, though.
I can't name it, but give me a second.
There must be hints. There must be hints. So
No, on the internet, yes, there are. The boat sank.
Big boat.
I don't know. Dublin's big boat.
No, cabin fever, Tommy.
What a great idea!
It hit trouble off Tory Island.
Literally.
Sank. It was almost a disaster. Question four for you, Nathan. In 2003, the Spire of Dublin was completed. How tall is it? Wow. Is it 120 meters, 180 meters, or 240 meters?
Square big is the answer. Why is it multiple choice?
120 meters.
Correct. Good point for Nathan.
That's it over now.
Yeah,
essentially.
Jer, name the artist behind this 2003 hit. Go, 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 shorty. It's your birthday. We go and party like it's your birthday. We go and sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a F word. It's not your birthday.
50 Cent.
Correct. Well done. Round over.
Congrats.
Jer is on 2 points. Nathan's on 2 points. Tommy's on 1 point as we approach round five. The fun free magic number round.
Well, let me get my pen.
Owen, can I just make 1 point about that last question on the last round?
Yes.
It's so much better when you read it deadpan, because last week when you read out the lyrics to Eminem, Slim Shady, Adrian Barry sang it back like a busted song. So if you actually can just deadpan read out those lyrics, you don't know what you're going to get back. Because, you know, I could tell it was 50 Cent by the tone of your voice.
Mm. Thank you very much.
Well, you're a genius, Tommy. So the rest of us have to work things out for ourselves.
Round five has a convoluted intro, so we can do that while Nathan's getting his paper. He is back, so we can get straight into the round, to the fun free magic number round. And you know what? Let's do this right now. No intro. We know how this works. You add up all the numbers, and I give you the clues. Here's what I'm going to need: the number of clubs Mick McCarthy has managed to date, plus the number of clubs Stephen Kenny has managed to date.
Oh Jesus.
Plus the number of All-Ireland's Tyrone have now won in total. Plus the number of All-Ireland's Armagh have won in total. Your 30 seconds expire when Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Beads. So to go back through one of those, the number of clubs Mick McCarthy has managed throughout his entire career. The number of clubs Stephen Kenny has managed at senior level throughout his entire career. The number of total senior football All-Ireland's Tyrone have won, plus the number of senior All-Ireland football titles Armagh have won. Our time is up.
Up! He's still writing.
Nathan's writing.
Nathan's writing.
Nathan's
writing.
Look,
Pen's there! Look at him! Oh!
What is this?
What have you got?
12.
12.
I have 11.
Here.
What have you got, Tommy?
18.
The answer is 14, so Nathan gets the 2 points, Stuart gets 1 point. Let's go through those. The number of clubs Mick McCarthy has managed is 4. Millwall, Sunderland, Wolves, Ipswich.
Forgot about Millwall. Ipswich.
The number of clubs Stephen Kenny has managed is 6.
5.
Ooh. So, am I wrong? Longford, Bowes, no? Derry, Dunfermline, Shamrock Rovers, Dundalk.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Yeah, that's 6. The number of All-Irelands Tyrone have won, 3. And then Armagh have won, 1 All-Ireland. 3. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, it was 2 off. Not 1 off. Perfect.
Luke.
On to the final. Our winner tonight will be decided in the round that separates the men from the boys, the Mickey Hearts from the Bret Hearts. It's a no theme in particular, ridiculously easy rapid fire round. So the score you get in this round will be added to your score in the previous round. You get one wrong, you get deducted a point, and I move on to the next person. We're going to start with Nathan, who is on 4 points. Then on to Jer, who's on 3 points. And then on to Tommy, who's on 1 point. I'm getting my clock ready. Nathan Murphy, are you ready?
Oh, never been more ready.
All right.
You can go home now, lads.
4-3-1. Nathan, your time starts now. Name the Manchester United shirt sponsor currently.
Chevrolet.
Correct. Fiona Maguire plays which sport?
Golf.
Correct. Name the last club Mick McCarthy played for.
Millwall.
Correct. Name Millwall's home ground.
The Den.
Correct. Who was top of the championship table before the COVID outbreak?
Leeds.
Correct. Name Dublin women's football manager.
Mick Bowen.
Correct. Who lost last year's Rugby World Cup
final? Is that Millwall?
Would you just stop talking? Last year's Rugby World
Cup final? No, because I think you got one wrong early on. I think you definitely... Mick McCarthy's last club was like a French club.
England.
Mick McCarthy's last playing club wasn't.
Time is up.
Maybe it was.
Time is up. You've just like... Grand.
Absolutely annihilated the field under ridiculous levels
of
abuse.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You finish on 11 points. Jerry, you finish on 3 points. Tommy, you finish on 1. Jerry, you threw in the towel there by just talking over the rest of the questions. But well done, Nathan, managing to stay strong amid all the controversy. What do you have to say?
Thank you. Well, I think the lads have let themselves down, Gilroy in particular. There's a way to lose, Ger. There's a way to lose. No. You know, now that we're bringing up Mick McCarthy, maybe you should show a little bit of the class that Mick showed over the weekend. When
give me 2.3 million and I will walk away from any situation. I mean, what a great end to a career. Yeah, I'll take a million quid to go off and be able to get another job. No problems. Yes, I'll happily take that.
Well, all I'm going to say on a final note is this is the first week where the quiz has actually been better quality than the internet connection. So thank you all for joining us. We'll be back in a crappy quiz.
Can we not have 2004 next time?
Why?
Because Tommy's clearly researching.
Lad, I haven't won a quiz since the first one. I'm not researching.
Yeah, but you see, you're lulling us into a false sense of security.
No, I'll tell you what's happening. I'll tell you what's happening. You're the one getting the easy questions. You're the one getting the multiple choice questions. The quiz master has been lining you up to win every week.
Yes. So there. Multiple choice.
Enough of it. Do you know what it is?
It is 100%. Is.
You're the Tory government holding me up as a distraction to everything else. That is. And I'm gone.
I think you'll find that in the rapid fire, anybody could have got the questions. I got every single one of them right, which I think is the first time in about a year that's happened.
Well, we have got political today on the Crappy Quiz. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll see you on Friday morning.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.